Okay, so today's daf mem beis. We're on mem aleph, amud beis, but two lines on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically we had the klal yesterday where we talked to Gemara, tried to say that we ain't suffik motzi mide vadai. That if you have a suffik against the vadai is going to trump. So now the Gemara is bringing another raya from a brisa. The Gemara then asked on that. So the Gemara brings another raya from a different brisa that shows that again, the same thing, that they're going to ask about whether or not suffik is motzi mide vadai. So Gemara says, ain't suffik motzi mide vadai? Is it true that suffik cannot, extract from a vadai? Latanya, we have the following brisa. So you have this, it seems to be that they had this sort of burial pit where they would toss the stillborns down. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Maisel v'shivchaso shel matik echad. So the story happened with the shivcha of one matz, Rashi has a lashon of matzik, Rashi has a gavra alma, Yisrael Havre. So it was this Jew's shivcha who lived in Rimon, the place of Rimon, shehitila nefel, labor. So she threw her nefel, her stillborn, into the pit. Uba kohen v'heitzitzbo leido im zachor nekeva. So some kohen, Rashi says a kohen is a chacham umor harahave, who was a smart guy, and he was a posek, and he came v'skavin laros lo yeshiva shemetumo imetara. He wanted to know whether the baby was a male or female to determine how long of the status of tumah tahara the woman had. 7 days, 14 days, whatever difference would be with zachor nekeva. So he basically leans over the pit. So he's being mahil over a mace. Uva masel of nechachamim, and the incidents came before the chachamim v'tiharuhu, and they said he was tahar. Why? V'pnei shechulda ubardleis mitzuyin sham, because you have the weasels and the other animals that are there, and it's possible, I guess, that by the time the Kohen came to the pit, they already ate the Nefel or dragged him somewhere else into their cave. So the Kohen was not mile on a mace. But here, what's the story? V'hachi devada yitila Nefel. We know for sure that there's a Nefel there. V'safek gerua, safek lo gerua. It's only a safek as to whether or not these animals dragged the Nefel out. V'kaasi safek umotu devada. And this safek then took away from the vadai. The vadai was that there was definitely something dead there, and the Kohen was mying over it. And comes the suffix as to whether or not the Bardalis dragged the baby away, the suffix was motzi mide vadai.
But if there's a pit, aren't there other ones there?
So the Bardalis pulled out those away also. So the Bardalis pulled them away also. Why would the Bardalis only pull away one and not the other ones? Right? So Lot tame, so we have a caution now. Suffolk motzim v'vadai. Gemara says no. Lot tema hetila nefel abor, ema hetila kimin nefel abor. So a nefel is, I guess, a stillborn, or a nefel is something that was born and then died. Here he's saying something that looked like it was alive, but it never was alive, I guess. So therefore, it didn't have the concept of tumah tahara. Rashi says kimin nefel v'svek svekehi. We had a svek sveka. The shema lo nefel haya. Maybe it wasn't a nefel. I guess if it wasn't a nefel, it wouldn't have the status to give over tuma. So you have a second. Maybe it was a nefel. Ela shafir malei ruach. I guess it was just a embryo or something that doesn't have the status of a nefel. So therefore, there's no. It looked. So therefore, it's a double suffix. Suffix number one, whether it was a nefel or not. And even if it was a nefel, it's a suffix whether it's still there. So then it becomes a sex fake. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? What do you mean if it was Kimin Nefel? The story was, the Brisa tells the story that the Kohen went to lean over to determine whether or not it was a male or female. If it was Kimin Nefel, then why is he, who cares? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, Haki Kavar, this is what happened. He leaned over to see, Leida im Ruach Yipila im Nefel Atila. You want to check, that's what you want to check, to see whether it was a Ruach or a Nefel. And the Ifim say, Loma Nefel Yipila, Leida im Zachim Yipila Kavar. If it turned out that it was a Nefel, he must have had this powerful light or something. If he turned out that it was a Nefel, then he would try to determine whether or not it was male or female. So it's not a case of suffix motzi v'vadai here, because there it's just a svek sveka. And the svek sveka we're not koshish for. The ibais emo, or you can say, and this is getting back to your question, kevan shechudlo bardes mitzum sham vade geruha. No, it's not suffix motzi v'vadai. It's not a suffix whether or not the chuldo or the bardel is dragged away. If there's a chuldo and bardel is there, vada they dragged it away. So it's not suffix motzi, it's not suffix, it's vada. So therefore, if it's a vada, you don't have a problem with suffix motzi v'vadai. Tosafot just points out a few things here. He says, number one, Rashi says that this Kohen was a Chacham Amor Hara. Tosafos says, also a Kohen Shotahaya, that he was a fool. Right? Even for a Karov, he's not allowed to be Matama for a Nefel. Right? So what's he doing leaning over to try to check? So he's foolish. Rashi says, no, he was a Chacham, he was sacrificing himself. He wanted to see, to help him out, to figure out what the amount of tomb of his Hara the woman has. And then he says, Leda Im Zachar, Tosafos says, Veshichcha Matam Veleda. The story wasn't the Shifcha Kananis. Apparently, Shifcha Kananis is Matam Veleda, because otherwise, why would you care whether or not it was a Zachar and a Keva? He says, Chay Machu Perik, Rabbi Lezer Demila, that it's Shifcha is, right, okay, is Matam Veleda. And then here, to answer your question, look at Tosafos, Shetila Kim and Nefel, he says, Vetzarech Lomar Shed Nivnak Habor Kodem Shetilaso. The boar must have been cleaned out beforehand. It was checked beforehand. Because there's typically that's where they throw them, the nefelim in. So it must have been that this boar was cleaned out, and that's the only one that's there. Okay, fine.
Doesn't from the state, even if after you clean it out?
I don't think so.
I
don't think so. Okay.
Just stay.
No, you have to have something there. There has to be something there. Okay, the Mara is not going to go back to Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish about an Avodah Zarah that broke by itself. Whether it broke by itself, whether it's Mutter B'Hanar. Rav Yochanan says, no, you have to have actively say that it's no longer Avodah Zarah. Reish Lakish says, if it breaks by itself, then it's fine. So now we're going to have Kashas on Reish Lakish from Rav Yochanan. Esvei, so following question, Rav Yochanan asked Reish Lakish. We learned in our Mishnah, Motza Tavnis Yad or Tavnis Regel. So he found like the form of a hand or the form of a leg. That it broke off of some sort of statue. These things are considered asur because some people actually worship this. So am I? Why should these be asur? Hashvarim ninu. These are broken pieces. And according to Reish Lakish, whether a goy broke it or they broke by themselves, they lose their status of a zara and they become mutter. So why would they be asur? According to Reish Lakish, so Rashi says no. Har tirgum. According to Reish Lakish, according to Rashi, is machlokas whether or not this question goes according to Anri Shlakish or Rav Yochanan. We can learn goes according to Anri Shlakish. The Gemara says, "Hatirgamo." We read Shmuel. We learned yesterday. Shmuel says, "The omdim al bisison." We're talking about here where they're standing on some sort of base. So it's pretty evident that these things aren't necessarily broken pieces. This was put here purposely to be some sort of platform, right? And therefore, that's proof that it's never kemoshi like it is there, and therefore it's aser b'hana. Okay, next. Esvei, so Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan asked the following question to Reish Lakish. We're going to learn the Mishnah in 10 days. Ovei kochavim mevatel avos kochavim shalo. And Ovei kochavim come and say, I'm nullifying this. This item is no longer an avodah zara. I'm not worshipping it. And that's good. He's mevatel his avodah zara. Vishel chavero. And he can be mevatel his friend of avodah zara. But the Yisrael, ain't no mevatel avos kochavim shalo ovei kochavim. A Yisrael cannot be mevatel the Ovei Kochavim of another Ovei Kochavim by breaking it. If he breaks it, that question is on Reish Lakish. If Reish Lakish, say that side first. If Reish Lakish holds, if a Avodah Zarah breaks by itself, comes Batal, so why is that better than if a Jew comes along and breaks it? Why can't a Jew be Mevatel Avodah Zarah?
But didn't Avraham do that?
Right.
Did he break all the...
Was Avraham Avinu a Jew? Was the Torah given? Was it as nice as Halacha given? Okay. I don't know. So and what and therefore
only the owner can do that.
What? No, the Mishnah says that a non-Jew can mevatel another non-Jew's avodah zarah by breaking it. So it says, right? Ovei kochavim shalo, ovei kochavim mevatel avodah zarah shalo v'shal chavero. So that says that he can mevatel somebody else's, but Yisrael cannot. The Jew cannot. V'amai? Why can't a Jew be mevatel the avodah zarah? To have a avodah kochavim shenishtabra me'aleh. That should be no worse than a statue that breaks on it by itself, yet the Mishnah says it doesn't count. Why not, Reish Lakish? It should count. So Amar Abaye answers, no, the case over there is not talking about where a Jew actually breaks off a piece of the Avodah Zarah, rather, Shepichasa. Seems like it takes, Rashi says, Shepichasa. Hike Alei Yisrael B'Patish Atshe Nima'aka Tzurasa. He sort of like he bangs it to make it flatter or smoother. But he doesn't, Lo chisra klum. He doesn't take any pieces off. Hilchach lo batel. That's why it's not batel. So he says, okay, fine. So pi pichasa mahave. So if it's just pichasa, what's the difference? What's the difference that v'hatnan we learned pichasa afal pish lo chisra bitla. Chasar doesn't mean anything. There's no difference. Even if you just defacing it, as you quoted, then it's still going to be batel because you still changed the status of the Avodah Zarah. So too. Why can't a Jew be mevatel Avodah Zarah pichasar? It's no worse than it happening on its own. So the Gemara says, no, hani immediately. These things that we said in the Mishnah that Avodah Zarah becomes batel if you bang it out or you deface it. That's the pichasar over chachavim. That's only if a non-Jew does it. About pichasar Yisrael, lo batala. But if a Jew does it, then it's not batal. Why? I don't know. What Rashi says, honey meal the pichasar over chachavim, the gole daite umuvazi mevatala. Because if the worshipper does it, then it's megala that it's clear that he's being mevatala because he's being, he's being disrespectful to it, I guess. About pichasar Yisrael, but if a Jew does it, lo. Why? The low dummy of Osakovish and Ishbar Malaya. It's not the same thing as an Avodah Zarah that breaks by itself. The Hassam Amar, because in that case, he says, E Nashilo Matzlo. The guy says, well, a statue could protect himself. Obviously, he can't protect me. But here, when it comes to just flattening out the nose a little bit, maybe he doesn't care as much. Okay, so there's a distinction. So that's why. So Avai's answer is that what we're talking about over here is when do we say that a Jew cannot be mevatel the avodas chachavim of a non-Jew is only when he defaces it. But if he actually breaks it, it would be mevatel. Rava says no. La'olam b'pichas Yisrael nami batla. Even if a Jew is mevatel it, even if a Jew that defaces it, that's going to be mevatel. Meaning, the Jew can be mevatel the akum midaraisa. The Jew can be mevatel the avodas zara of an akum. Rather, it's a gezera. Alexera, Dilma Migbale, maybe before he's Mevatalit, before he breaks it, he lifts it. And somehow he's kone it. The Hadam Mevatalit, and then he tries to Mevatalit after he's kone it. And then you have a problem. Then it's Avodas Chachavim B'Yad Yisrael. Then you have idols in the hands of Yisrael. And the halach is, we'll see later on, Mechol Avodas Chachavim B'Yad Yisrael, Ein Abatel Olam. If it's a Jew's Avodah Zarah, it cannot become batel. You have to grind it up and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So therefore, it's over here, the whole thing is a gezerah. You're right, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish says. A Jew can be mevatel it. But the problem we have over here is we have this Din Derabanan coming in because we're lest, right? Lest the Jew somehow lift it. I don't know how he's going to be kone it. Lest he lift it and be kone it, and therefore, it would become his and never become batel. Right? Rashi says, El Rabbanan Gozer, the Ko Bitl Yisrael La Bitl, all bittul of a Jew is not considered bittul. Gzeira, lest, dilma, migbala, v'kanele b'hagba. They call davar the hefker. He says anything that's hefker, he go mitzia, nicknames b'hagba. Okay, so who says this is hefker? Maybe it actually belongs to somebody. Why is this considered hefker? I don't know how you come about being koned. Rashi says it's hefker. I mean, Rashi is addressing it, but why? I don't know. It just bothers me. I don't know how that works. Okay, next question. Esve, they asked another question. Rabbi Yochanan asked a similar question to Reish Lakish. We learned in a Brisa, Ove Kochavim Shehivim Avanim Min HaMarkolis. So Markolis is a certain type of Avodah Zarah that was worshipped by stacking bricks or stacking stones. Right? Says Ove Kochavim sees there's extra bricks or extra stones on the Markolis. He takes them. The Chipa Behem Drachim Usiratios. Basically, he uses that to pave out the street. He puts bricks in the street to make it a smooth street. So now, can you actually use the street? Because it's paved with stones that are Avodah Zarah. So we say Mutaros. It's Mutter. The Avanim are Mutter Bahana. Because by the guy taking them off of the Markolis and putting it onto the paved road, he's been Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. So Mutaros. But Yisrael, Shehevi Avanim and Arkolis, Mechivim, Derachim, Visartios, Osuros. But if a Jew does it, it's Usur. Mashma, that the Jew cannot be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. Amai, why not? To have, according to you, Reish Lakish, to have a Kavos Chavish, Nishtav Mei Elel. Why is it any worse than if it broke by itself? Right, we just said, according to you, Reish Lakish, if the Markolis falls down by itself and the bricks are scattered all over the place, you'll be able to use it. So why is it any different? Why, if a Jew takes it, it does not be Mevatel? So Gemara answers again, where it says, Hachinamiki the Rava. It's like Rava, meaning it is Mevatel, it is Batel. Yes, we have the Takana, lest you come and somehow you cone it. Here, the Markolis, I guess, seems like it's in Hefker. Lest you come and be cone it, and therefore it becomes yours, and the rule is, like we'll see later on, that if the Avodah Zarah in the hands of a Jew cannot become batel, you have to send it to the Yam HaMelech. That's question number two, answered like Rava. So you're going to answer like, we're going to use Rava to answer it like three or four times. I think maybe it's five times, actually. And Tosos asks, Tosos says, Hachanamaki the Rava? He says, Tzarech Iyim, Mechol Hani. All these questions, we have to, just a question, V'dekarila Mekarila, what was the Havamina? We already know the answer of Rava. Pshita, the Lishnei will get Rava. We can answer like Rava. You have to ask it six times. And Tosfos leaves it with a Tzarech Iyim. But it makes it easier for Dafyomi because we just say, Hafarami the Rava, and we know it already, so we can just want to explain it again. So, Esmei, the next question Rav Yochanan asks on Reish Lakish. We learned in the Braisa, Ovei Kochavim, Shifa Avodas Kochavim, Litzarcho. He Vishipuyeha Mutarim. Litzarcho, He Asura Vishipuyeha the Mutarim. So it seems like they come and they sort of carve or shave the Avodas, the statue. But it depends whether or not they're shaving it because they want the shavings, the purpose is for the shavings, or the purpose is to make the Avodah Zarah nicer. They want to do something with the Avodah Zarah. So, Ovei Kochavim, Sheshifa Avodas Kochavim, so another Jew, guy comes and he shaves off, I think it may be easier for, like, well, it's like these are shavers, like these trees. So he carves off a bit to get wood. So that's what he does. So if he does it, Litzarcho for himself, so he, the Ashipuya Mutarim, then the Avodah Zarah and the shards become mutter because he's mevatel the Avodah Zarah. But if he does it litzarka, if he does it because he wants to put a nice image into the Asherah, so he's doing it to beautify the Asherah, then he asura, the Asherah remains asur, but b'shipuyeha mutarin. But the shards that come off, that's mutter, because you're going to take it really, that's going to be tossed aside. So those things become mutter. So I guess you can use it to light a fire or something like that. But the Yisrael Shashipa Avodas Kochavim, but if a Jew comes and tries to carve into the Asherah tree of a Goy, Bein Litzarko, he Vishupiyo Asurim. No matter what, it's still Asur. Why? According to Reish Lakish, if the Asherah would break by itself, it would be mutter. So why? If a Jew does it, it's still Asur. So Gamai, Tehavik Avodas Kochavim, Shnishtar Me'alea, our answer is, Hachanamiki the Rava. No, so Zeyra the Rava. And Rav again said, we don't want to make him say it's us, unless somehow he's kone it. I don't know how you kone the tree, but unless somehow he becomes kone it, and then it would be his, and then you can't be mevatel it.
He's kone it by just pruning the tree. He's improving it.
Uh-huh. The pruning the tree itself would be the kinyan. But then it would never... If it makes sense, but then what's the gezeira? Because I don't know. Okay. Esvei, next question. Mishnah tomorrow's daf, I think. Rav Yossi says, Shochek laruach omatel yam. They're talking about, this is sort of, you found that a Avodah Zarah made out of metal, it's like metallic. So what do you do to grind it up and take the dust and throw it into the wind, or send it, or toss it into the sea, so no one gets hana. So Amru lo, so the Chum said to Rav Yosef, what does it help when you throw all this into the wind? Af hi nase zevel. I guess it become fertilizer, it can do something or benefit the ground. Af hi nase zevel. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, lo yidbak b'yalcha mu'uma min acherem. You can't get any benefit from it. You can't just stick your hand to anything. Lo yidbak b'yalcha mu'uma. So therefore it's, so the Gemara says, amai. But why should it still be usher if the Jew grinds it up? If it broke by itself, Reish Lakish, you're saying it becomes mutter. And here, if the Jew grinds it up, it doesn't become mutter. Why? It should be no worse than if the statue broke by itself. Answer, Hachanami the Rava. Again, like Rava, just like Zera, unless he comes and he's coning it first. And once he's coning it, he cannot be mevatel it.
Why is it so difficult? They made it to kind of that Jews are more... stricter than a
guy on it. Yeah, but Jews are more stricter from it breaking by itself. That seems to be...
everything. Once a Jew has any sort of...
that's Rav's answer. That's the Takana. But that's the Takana. And I know they're asking it a million times, the same thing over and over. That's Tosa's question. Why are they asking it again and again? They're asking the same... Once, we know this already. The Tosa says we're asking it over and over again.
They're asking different questions on the same thing. I understand.
It's the same question, though.
Right.
It's the same question. We're bringing down cases where, if it according to you, Reish Lakish, if it happened by itself, it would be mutter. But if a Jew does it, it's not mutter. Why? Rava. Again, I think the next one more for like Rava. Esvei. Well, this is number six, right? Rav Yossi ben Yasyon Omer. Matzah Tsuris Drakon. So Drakon, maybe like dragon or serpent, I think they usually translate it. But he finds the form of a pestle of a dragon that they would of a serpent that they would worship, but you don't know whether or not this dragon was worshipped yet. So it's that becomes, so it's not, maybe it's not a Avodah Zarah yet. Veroshu chasuch, but the head is chopped off. But it's a suffix, Oveik Chomer chasucho, it's a suffix whether the guy chopped it off, suffix Yisrael chasucho, it's a suffix whether the Jew chopped it off. So it's mutter bahana, because we have a sfek seka, we have a double suffix. Suffix number one is whether or not it was worshipped or not. And even if it was worshipped, maybe it was chopped off by a guy, and therefore it would be batel. But Vada Yisrael chasucho, but if we know for sure that it's a Jew who chopped off the head, then it's usser, because then we only have one suffix, whether or not it was worshipped or not, and if a Jew breaks it, it's not going to become mutter bana. Again, am I to habik alos chavish shtaber meleah? Why should it not be mutter if the Jew chops the head off? It should be no worse than if it broke by itself. So achanami kidder rava, again, like rava, because it's only gzeira. Okay, next question on Reish Lakish from the Mishnah Daf Memches. Esvei, so Rav Yochanan asked Reish Lakish. The Mishnah Daf Memches says, according to the Chachamim, it is permitted to plant vegetables under an asherah tree during the rainy season, because during this time, there's the shade of the tree is actually detrimental, because you want it to be, have you want it to have to, right to be open to the sun, so it's not providing any benefit. And that's what he says. It damages the vegetables. But Rav Yossi Omer, that's where our Gemara picks up. Rav Yossi Omer, af lo yirak l'smosik hashamim, you could still cannot plant vegetables under the asherah tree during the rainy season. Mipnei shehanivia nosheres aleihen, because the leaves fall off onto the vegetables and they become zevel. They become something that can help the growth of the yirakos. And it turns out that you are benefiting from the asherah tree. The Gemara says, amai. But according to you, Reish Lakish, why is that a problem? Why should you be able to not get benefit from the trees? To have a kiavos chachavim shnistaber meleah. That's the shaver tree. Part of the shaver tree is breaking on its own. It's falling off, and that should become batel. According to me, Rabbi Yochanan, it makes perfect sense, because anything that's associated with the avodah zarah can only becomes that does no longer has the status of avodah zarah, only if there's an actively if you actively nullify it. But here, you say even passively, so it fell off. It should be fine. You know, he says shani hasam the ikar avodah chachavim kayem. It's a big difference here. Here it's just, and if the avodah zarah, like if the serpent statue falls and breaks, so the main part of the avodah zarah is broken. Here the main part of the avodah zarah is the tree. So a leaf fell off, but the ikar of the avodah zarah is still in existence. So that's not going. So if the leaf falls off, that's not going to become batel. So last Rashi, the ikar avodah chacham kayemis ha'ilan lo batel hilkach neviyah hanosharis yimenu asura. So therefore, if the leaf falls off, it's still going to be considered aser. The Gemara says, what about the what we just saw before? Baha Shipuyin. We had the case before where the guy was shaving, he was carving the statue, he was shaving the Asherah, the Ikar Avodas Chachamim Kayemes. The statue still is there. Nevelas Katani Litzarka, if he does it in order to beautify the statue, he Asura Vishipuyan Mutarim. The statue remains Asur, but the shards that come off are considered Mutter. Why are the shards Mutter and the leaves not Mutter? What's the difference? The Ikar Avodah Zarah is still standing in both cases. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, you're right, Enechanami. So I'm going to give you another reason as to why the leaves, remain Aser, why they remain Aser. So Amar Rav Huna, B'Reid Rav Yeshua, L'fisha Ein Avodah Chachavim, B'Teila Derech Gedilasa. So it's another rule, that an Avodah Zarah does not become nullified if something happens to it naturally. That seems to be Derech Gedilusa. It's not going to, Rashi says, Zed darka kol hashana lahashir alehen alin shala ulagad lacherim. That's the way it works. You see it all the time. The leaves fall off the tree. It's just the perennial. The leaves fall off the tree. And what?
It could be any type of tree.
Aval shepa'en ove kachav v'dayit levatel l'slicham. But if you do something active to it, and you're shaving off, you're carving off, then you're being levatel those pieces, because you're doing something actively. So that's the difference over here. So the reason why over here, Reish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, the reason why it's not batel, even though it looks like it's something levutel, like happening by itself, it should be batel. No, because not because the Ikar Avodah Zarah is still b'kayem, because something that happens naturally to the Avodah Zarah, that piece does not become batel. Okay. Now we're going to turn the tables, and Reish Lakish is going to ask on Rav Yochanan. So Eisei Rav Shimon Lakish to Rav Yochanan. Right, so Reish Lakish says, the avodah zarah that breaks by itself becomes batel. Rav Yochanan says that you have to actively nullify it. So Eisei Rav Shimon Lakish to Rav Yochanan, following case, the mission Me'ila. Kain Shebirosha Ilan Shel Hektesh. So we have like a bird's nest on top of a tree, and the tree is Hekdesh. The tree belongs to Hekdesh. So the Gemara said, and then you have a bird's nest on top. So if you get Hanah from that bird's nest, lo nehenin, you're not allowed to get Hanah from that bird's nest, v'lo molin, but if you're Peshoga, you do, there's no Me'ila. Meaning, din d'rabbanan, you can't get Hanah from it. B'daraisa, there's no Me'ila. But, b'roshah shel asherah, so I guess you can go get that nest. If it's on top of an asherah tree, so yatiz b'kaneh, what you have to do is you have to smack the, I guess you have to get a long stick, a long branch to hit the nest so that the nest comes down. You can't climb up the Asherah tree to get it because you can't get Hanah from the Asherah tree. Okay, so Kasakal Daitach, right now, the Havim, you know what I was thinking about, is Kigon Sheshibra Mimenu Eitzim B'Kitza Behen. The thought process is right now is that the bird used the branches from this actual tree in order to make its nest. Sheshibra Mimenu Eitzim B'Kitza Behen. It made the cane, right? The cane is the nest. The Katani Yatiz Bikaneh. It says that you can, as long as you use a stick, you can break it down and get the nest. And if you get the nest, you see from here that an avodah zarah that is broken, right? I guess it's mishtabra me'aleh is mutar b'hana. That becomes a kasha on Reish Lakish on Rav Yochanan. So Gemara says no, meaning right? Because what happened was the bird is the item that sort of broke the avodah zarah. It took the branches off of the tree, made the nest, and now you can use the nest. So kasha on Rav Yochanan, why can you use the nest unless without somebody purposely, you know, actively being mevatel it? Where there's no hachlamai skinon, he goes the asya itzim alma v'kinsaben. Somehow they know that the bird, I guess the trees they don't match. The bird used branches from elsewhere in order to make the nest in this Asherah tree. That's why it's mutter, because it doesn't need to become batel. The only problem you have is you can't climb up the tree to get it down, because then you're going to get hung up from the tree. So you have to use a long pole to knock it down. Gemara says, Dekanami, you can learn this out, make a diuk from this Mishnah itself that we're talking about the branches or twigs that are from a different tree. Dekatani gabi hektish, because look at the first din, the Mishnah was talking about hektish. It said, lo nehenin v'lo moalin. You're not supposed to get benefit from this nest, but if you do, there's no me'ila. Now, iamar bishlamad ha'aseh etzim ma'almo, if you're talking about where the twigs came from somewhere else, then I ha'ayin d'ketani l'gabe hektish lo nehenim v'lo moalin. That's why I understand that there's no me'ila. Lo nehenim midorban v'lo moalin midoraisa. T'hai lo kedishi, because these things are not kadosh, because they came from elsewhere. But Eli Iyamar Shibra Eitzim Imenu, if you're talking about where the bird took the twigs from this actual tree that's Hekdesh, so why if it kinsaba had and made his nest, Amailo Mo'alin, Hakadishi, why is it no Mila? They're Kadosh. These branches are coming from a Hekdesh tree. Why would it not be? Must be that they came from a non Hekdesh tree. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, my Iria, like what Raya is this that you are talking about that the twigs came from a different tree? We can answer it even if they came from this tree. Right, and nevertheless, there's no me'ila. Hacha, our Mishnah is talking about b'gidulin haba'in la'achar mikan askinan. We're talking about where the twigs that were used by the tree. I don't know how they can determine this. Maybe they tied a string around it. Hacha b'gidulin haba'in la'achar mikan askinan. We're talking about twigs or branches that grew after the ilan was made sanctified. After it was made, it's growth. The kasavar and the tana of this Mishnah holds. Ain me'ila b'gidulin. When you make something hektesh, only that is hektesh. Anything that grows from it does not get the status of hektesh. So that's why in the case of the Mishnah, you can get hana from the nest of hektesh. But then there's no raya that these twigs are coming from elsewhere. So Gemara says, okay, so I'm going to have to answer a different way. So Rabbi Avo Amar Rabbi Yochanan is an answer. Name Rabbi Yochanan, my yatis. What does it mean that you can go and use the? We assume that you're taking a pole or a stick and you're knocking down knocking it off in order to use the twigs. So he's not going to use the twigs. My yatis befrochin. You want to get the chicks. You wanted to get the chicks. So you're not going to, so it's nothing to do with the twigs. It's nothing to do with that. It's a totally different case. You wanted to get the frochim. Right? Rashi says, it's the longer Rashi on the page, he says, we're going to answer the question differently. Forget that dochek dochek answer that we said that the twigs came from a different tree and somehow we know which tree the twigs came from. Nevertheless, we still cannot learn out the heter that you, a heter like Rav Yochan says that if the avodah zarah breaks by itself, it is mutter, right? Because again, the bird was the perpetrator who broke the avodah zarah. We're talking about the chicks, not talking about the twigs. Okay, different answer. Amar lei Rav Yaakov Rav Yirmiyahu bar Tachlifa. Rav Yaakov says to Rav Yirmiyahu bar Tachlifa, Asbar lecha, I'm going to explain to you this Mishnah. In the Milo, the Mishnah Milo, we just read, according to Rav Yochanan, the Efrochim kan v'kan mutarim. If we're talking about the Efrochim, the I guess that's the chicks, then it's mutar. The Beitzim kan v'kan asurim. But if they're talking about the eggs itself, that's going to be asur, whether it's an Elon Hector tree and a Sheira tree, because the Beitzim, the eggs need the tree. If the eggs aren't in the tree, they're going to crack and fall. The Efrochim can jump away, just a little older. And he says, Amar Vashi, he qualifies it, the Efrochim should tzrich on the Ima and kiv etzim damu. But if these chicks still need the mother and they can't go in without the mother, then they're considered like the eggs, but then become considered part of the tree, and then they will become aser. Okay. Next. Hamotzi kelim v'aleim tzuras chama, tzuras levana, tzuras darkon, yolichem liyam ha-melech. You found, I don't know, plates or something, you found some sort of utensils, and on the utensils is engraved a image of the sun, of the moon, or this darkon, the serpent. Yolichem liyam ha-melech, you have to take them to the Yamelech where there are no ships, no boats, and no one will find it, and just toss them there. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, I guess because he's Asar Bana. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Sha'al ha-michubadim asurim, Sha'al ha-mivuzin mutarim. If these images are found on a kli that looks like a nice, respectable kli that we put on your Shabbos table, then they're kelim or asur. But if they're on mivuzim, if they're put on some sort of kli that's used for a disgraceful, a disgusting, maybe to catch urine, a urine basin or something like that, then they are mutar, because most probably they're not going to be over the avodah zarah that way, unless it's, Lemaimra, Gemara says, Lemaimra, so why are these things usher? These things are listed, the only ones are usher. Mashma, Lemaimra, de lahanihu de palchilu. It's dafka, these three forms that they worship, right? The sun, the moon, and the darkon. But the other forms, they don't bow down to. Therefore, you don't have to be concerned with it. But the Gemara says, Reminhi, I'll ask you a stira from another Brysa. The Brysa says, it's an issue with the Girsa here. I'm going to read the Girsa based on the Hagos of Bach. That seems to be Rashi's gear as well. If you shochet the behema, it's not to the mountain, but to the, it has to be the ministering angel appointed over the mountains. L'shum givos, l'shum yamim, for the valleys, for the seas. L'shum na'aros, for the river. L'shum midbar, for the desert. L'shum chama, l'shum levan, l'shum kochavim, mazalos. L'shum ichal, sargadol. L'shum shil shul katan, harei l'zichay mesim. Yeah, Yeshochet l'shum for them. That's what it says. Hashochet, right? That's what it says. Hare elazilchem mesim. The behemoth that shefted is aser bana, like the krovus of avodah zarah. You see from here, from the brisa, that there are other forms that they there are other items that they worship. The forms should be aser. Why only these three mentioned in the Mishnah? So Amar Abaye, no. Miflach l'chol de mishkachei palchi. They'll worship anything. However, Netzar umefalchi hani plus the chashivit saruhu pachiluhu v'midachreini l'noi ba'alma avilu. They'll worship anything, but to make an image of the thing that they're worshiping and then worship that image, only these three things that they're chashav. Anything else that they're making an image for, it's not for worship; it's just for decorative purposes. They must have been such experts in comparative religion that they all have these PhDs in comparative religion. Most of we have no idea. They know.
Different world.
Right. Now, so Gemara then says, "Mankate Rav Sheshes Chumrei Mas Nisa V'Tani." So Rashi says that what Rav Sheshes used to do is interesting. Rashi, Mankit Chumrei. So it's like the second or last. It's in four or five lines before it gets wide at the bottom. He was milakeit mishnayos hachamuros letartzon. V'omer beis medrash day sheyitnu libon lefarkon. He would just bring difficult mishnayos or difficult memories into the beis medrash, announce it, and see if anybody can answer up. That's what he did. So he would tani, and he brought the following brisa. Kol hamazolos, all the constellations are mutarin, chutz mimazal chamu levona, except for the constellation of the sun and the moon. The kol hapartzufin mutarim, all the faces are mutar, chutz miparts of Adam, except for the face of a human. The kol hatsuros mutaros, and all the images are mutar, chutz mitsuros darkon, except for the image of this serpent. Amar Mar, so the Gemara says, what's the problem here? Kol hamazolos mutarin, chutz mimazal chama ulavana, except for the mazal of the chama and the levana. So he says, what are we dealing with here? Hachav ma'eskinan, ilim ba'oseh, if we're talking about a person who's actually coloring, who's actually making these mazalos, so ilim ba'oseh, are we talking about these oseh, that he's making them, I guess he's drawing them or coloring them, and he's saying that they're all mutter except for chama levana. So iba oseh, kol mazalos mishari. Who says you're allowed to make, you're allowed to color or make any other of these images? The pasuk says, lo sasun iti, and the darasha is, lo sasun kidmush shamashai hamashamshin lefanai b'morom. You can't make the image of any of my servants that service me up in the heavens. You can't do malachim, kochavim, mazalos, all of them. Not just the chama and levana. So the Gemara says, elapshita b'motzei. It's talking about someone who finds kelim that has these images on them. And it's like our mission that says, Hamotzi kelim aleim tzuris chama levana tzuris levana. Sorry, Hamotzi kelim aleim tzuris chama tzuris levana tzuris darkon yolichem liyam melach. Those you have to destroy. So the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about where you are finding kelim. Now, ibe motzei. If talking about finding kelim, if talking about finding things, then let's look at the metzia, the second part then of the Mishnah, right? Then ein metziasa kol hapartzufos, right? All the faces are mutarim. Chutz be parts of Adam, except for the face of a human. Now, ibe motzi, if you're talking about we're finding a kli that has these images on him, so if you find a kli that has the image of a human on it, it's aser. Ibe motzi, parts of Adam, yasser. Who says that would be aser? Vahatznan, we learned in the Mishnah, hamoti kelev aleim tzuris chama, tzuris levon, tzuris darkon, yilechem lam melech, tzuris darkon, in tzuris parts of Adam, lo. It's only those images that you find are aser. The image of a human is mutter. So it can't be the case of the Mishnah can't be talking. The second statement of the Mishnah can't be talking about finding it. El pshita v'osa. That's talking about with someone who's actually making this image, right? Uchad Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, and it goes like the shita Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. As Rashi says, the Amar the Kama Mishmaitim Karibe Losasun Osi Kidmusi. He can't make. It says Losasun Osi. Can't make a Dmus similar to Hashem. People have the same Dmus Hashem. So now the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about where you actually found the kelim. The second statement is talking about where you make the kelim. So iba osef, I'm talking about making the kelim. Let's look at the third statement. Ema seifa. The seifa says, kol hatsuros mutaros chutz mitzuros darkon. All the images are mutar except for the form or image of the serpent. Iba osef, if it's like talking about where you're making it, like the Mishnah, right? So tsuros darakon mi asiri. Who's mi aser? Who says it's aser to make the form of a serpent? Vaksev lo sasun iti elohei kasef. You can't make something like the mazalos, the people, the things that service me up in, that minister me up in Shemayim. Well, the serpent doesn't minister God up in Shemayim, so there's no usher, not usher to make it. So, hani in tzuris darkon lo. Elapshita must be bimotze. It's talking about cases where you find it. Okay, the tzanan, hamotze kein, valeim tzuris chamo, tzuris levona, tzuris darkon. Those become aser. Those things are aser because if it's made by the goyim, then that's something that they worship. So they become aser. So now we have ratio of a seifa b'motze. The ratio of a seifa talking about where you found something, and mitziyasa of the osa. And the mitziyah of the Mishnah is talking about where someone actually makes it, which is, makes it a difficult brisa. So Amar Abai in Enochanami b'mot ratio of a seifa b'motze mitziyasa b'osa. Yeah, that's what it is. They're talking about it's like apash. It's 1-3, and the two is the is a different thing. Okay, the Rava, let's just read up a little bit more to tell about it. Rava Amar, no. Kula b'motze. The entire Mishnah is talking about a case where you find these kelim. Aye, so we found, and then the mitziah becomes a problem. You find a kli of an adam on it. Why is that usher? U'mitziyasa Rabbi Yehuda hi. And the mitziah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the Bryce learns, Rabbi Yehuda Mosif, Rabbi Yehuda adds other tsuros. That are, if you find in a kli, those kelim become aser in addition to the chama levana and darkon. Af demus minika, even the image of a nursing woman, visar afis, and the image of a man who looks like he's a prime minister, like it looks like he's a servicing, he's a minister. What's that? Menika, why? What's one of those? What are you worshiping? Menika al shem Chava, shem Menika kol olam kula. The Menika is an image that they're worshiping Chava, who's the mother of all. This, right? It's Sarafis. What's a Sarafis? That means you're worshiping Yosef. Al shem Yosef, Yosef atzadik, shesar, he became the minister. Umafis means he quieted kol olam kula because of the hunger. He quieted everybody. Vehus, the Gemara says, what is their tzura? How do you know? How can you recognize that tzura that they become aser? Vehu dinakit giriva. It's talking about by the sar, Shem Yosef, that he has some sort of staff, right? Something of staff that he's measuring. I guess he's measuring out the food. The kakoyel, and he's counting the wheat. Vehi, and the most of the nursing woman is aser. It's dinakta ben vikamanika. She's holding a child and nursing it. Okay. We'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day. Yeah.